And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have B. Smith with the Northern Innovation and Startup Center here to talk about a number of events that the Innovation and Startup Center will be hosting shortly. B, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you coming on. So before we get into your events and everything, remind listeners what the Northern Innovation and Startup Center is.
Yeah, so the Northern Innovation Startup Center is here to serve people in Northeast South Dakota. We are located on the campus of Northern State University, but we are here to serve the region, which is really cool.
You're going to be in that new building,
we
right?
Are,
when,
we are.
When that's prepared, correct?
Yes, but right now we are located in the Beulah Williams Library, which is a great location right off the parking lot, super easy to find. But the great part about what we do is all of our programming is free, or I should say a large majority of it. So some of the workshops and the programs I'm going to talk to you all about today are free to attend, but in addition to that, they're offered in person via Zoom and then online after the fact. So we have this great educational information that we just want to get out to people. We are here to empower and encourage people just to get started. If you have that idea that's maybe been keeping you up at night, come see us, come participate in our program. How can we push you to just get started?
And how long has the Innovation and Startup Center been around now?
Yeah, so it started back in November 2022.
So you're still pretty, you're coming up on year two then, right?
Yeah. A lot of our workshops that we host and all of this information and our upcoming programming can be found on our website at northernstartupcenter.com. But all of our workshops are conducted by experts in the field, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of bridging that gap, maybe introducing you to an expert that you can have a personal like follow-up conversation with. But our IDEA workshop, which will be January 11th from 3:30 to 5 p.m., is a 90-minute experience for individuals who have that idea, just validating that idea, digging into it a little bit deeper. And then we have our 8-week idea to market program, which takes individuals with that idea, goes through all the phases of a business plan, so that way you're ready to take that next step. The idea workshop and the idea to market program are conducted by NSU business faculty members. So it's giving it that different perspective, encouraging participants, like I said, to dig a little bit deeper, think about things maybe in a different way, which is just really great.
You and reading here with the IDEA workshop on which will be again on January 11th, you mentioned specifically product, service, app, nonprofit, event.
Literally anything.
Yeah, it does it. Yeah, there's not a lot of parameters. So if you, I guess, have an idea, that you want to see come to fruition in your community, you should attend this.
Oh, that's exactly it. Again, the IDEA workshop is specifically just to encourage people to get started. The things that we do at the Northern Innovation Startup Center, like I said, are here to just get people started, and we want people to embrace technology. So when you're looking at our spring calendar of events, we have a ChatGPT 101 for startups. What is it? How do I use it? How can we make technology more approachable? Upcoming in April, we'll have a biotech entrepreneurial journey panel where we're visiting with different people in different sectors of that space, just encouraging people to think a little bit differently and embrace technology.
Now, if you are if you're really serious about an idea, because there's a lot of different workshops and a lot of different events on this paper that you brought me here, naturally you recommend attending all of them, right?
You know what? Life happens, right? So I always say that if you have an idea, I would highly encourage you to attend the IDEA workshop on January 11th and then go through the 8-week program. 8 weeks is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, life happens. Knowing that our program is offered in person and via Zoom gives you that flexibility to participate on your own timeline.
Is it offered on demand as well? Can you go
yep.
back and rewatch? Should
yep.
you, if you do miss something or
yes.
anything like
yep.
that?
Exactly. And then the workshops are specifically to encourage people to embrace technology, maybe learn a technical skill. So these aren't necessarily just for people with ideas. They're for small businesses. If you're a small business owner and you have an idea of maybe expanding or adding something or something like that, these are things to just help you take that next step.
So
while learning a new skill.
So what are some of those skills, I guess? Are these the ones in like February and March? Go over those if you would.
Yeah. So we're actually starting next week, Tuesday, with a workshop by Kelly Weaver called How to Launch Your Business. again, just like a refresher on the business plan on getting started. And then January 30th, we have the ChatGPT 101
and
workshop.
And that is AI, right? ChatGPT? Yep. It shows, maybe I should attend it. Shows how much I know. So,
but again, like, people are hearing about AI. They're hearing about 100%. ChatGPT. Like, what does that actually mean? But
how do you access it? How do you use it? Whatever it may be.
Exactly. This workshop will be specifically for startups, for business owners. How do I use this in my business? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hearing people are using it. So often we hear of these things, but we maybe don't know who to ask.
Mm-hmm.
We're providing an expert. A local expert for you to ask, meet, and then you can continue to have those conversations.
And after it, you know, this you can again attend either in person or online, right?
Yes, I mean, for the ChatGPT, we would encourage you to come in person just to make it a little easier. But again, it's available online if life happens and you can't make it.
But my point was going to be that this is available. You know, you can go, you can listen to a lecture or you can listen to a speaker, and you can actually ask questions. You can interact and whatnot, because I think of myself trying to educate myself on AI, and it's either me reading an article where I can't ask questions or watching like a YouTube video again where I can't ask questions or anything like that.
And even if you're participating via Zoom, we encourage our online participants to interact with us, ask questions, unmute yourself, be a part of the session. Again, all of these programs are available at the Northern Innovation Startup Center, and you can find the whole lineup of programs at northernstartupcenter.com. One other event that I wanted to touch on is February 27th. We have our Community Champions Network event, which that's just an opportunity for individuals interested in entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial cheerleaders, community-minded individuals to come and gather, get connected. We'll be bringing in a speaker to talk about what a supportive entrepreneurial ecosystem can do for a community. Again, we're here to serve the region. So if somebody's listening in Bristol and they want to come and encourage their local entrepreneurs to start cool things, come to this event, come to our other events. We're willing to take some of our programming on the road to you. We're here to support the region entrepreneurially, however that looks.
And this one will be at the Ingalls Event Company, as I see it. And is this like for those that have never been to Business After Hours, won't understand. Is this like a mixer? Is this like a social, I guess? What's it going to be like for those that attend?
Yeah. So for those of you who maybe had the pleasure of attending 1 Million Cups,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, should we say, providing an opportunity for networking with a splash of education, should we say.
Okay.
So what it'll look like is come, there's a little bit of a social, we'll have our speaker, our little education, and then a social to follow. The social to follow, our goal is that it'll be a conversation around what the speaker just shared with us all. How can we just get started with some of this stuff?
Awesome. So any other, because there's a number of events in March as well, any others that you want to make sure that we highlight before we say goodbye?
Yeah, the other one that I just want to highlight or mention is we also have a startup funding workshop in March to talk about some state programs and loans. And then in April, we have the Heart of Marketing for Startups from hearing from Troy McQuillan. What are some just very basic free marketing things every startup should do?
Awesome. And as I look here, mark your calendars again, January 9th, how to launch your business. And that will be at the K.O. Lee Library, 4 to 5 p.m. January 11th, the Idea Workshop begins, 3:30 to 5 p.m. And that is at NVC. Finally, January 18th through March 7th is the Idea to Market 8-week program. Again, these all provided by the Northern Innovation and Startup Center. Please go ahead.
Yes, one other thing I wanted to mention is, and I think this is where you were going, Adam, but all this information can be found on our website, northernstartupcenter.com. The other thing is, if you're listening and you're kind of interested, but you just don't know if this is right for you, all of our contact information is on our website. Reach out. Give us a call. We'd love to engage in a conversation.
Awesome. So be sure to mark your calendar and, again, check out those events at their website. Again, B. Smith with the Northern Innovation and Startup Center. Thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.